How are we doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres of Calling Strikes, courtesy of the Worst Take Network. I needed to grab myself a breeze, so I'm in the garage. It's cold. I got a cold drink, a nice cigar, and I wanted to tell everyone a good baseball story. This one's rather recent when I say baseball stories, because this could be anything from Babe Ruth days to anything that happened in the COVID year of 2020. But this is one. It's 2018. This involves Carlos Santana, who just recently signed a 2-year deal with the Royals. I think he's going to be a leader in that clubhouse, and hopefully he turns it around again. But what I'm referring to is Carlos Santana and the Fortnite incident, I guess you could say. And here's the deal. 2018 is supposed to be a breakout year for the Phillies. So they're losing a lot of games after, you know, it's 2013, 2017. It's looking bleak. But you know what? They got prospects coming up. They're trying to turn things around, see what they got. And sure enough, as soon as it turns July 27th, they have the National League's second best record. It's 58-44. Then they posted the fifth worst record in baseball, losing 38 of their last 60. So they were falling apart here. And this is just not good. Now, there was a couple of things going on there. Now, I remember a similar story. Now, let me, before I go into this one, let me talk to you about another one. When there was David Wright and believe it was Bobby Parnell, the closer. Noah Syndergaard in spring training was in the clubhouse eating a sandwich. They both went in, threw a sandwich in the garbage, and told him to go back into the dugout to cheer on his teammates. Old school approach, you know. Hey, Thor learned real quick. He said sorry. He said he moved on, said there's no drama. That's it. So, the Phillies lost their 9 consecutive game during that stretch. This is sometime in September. And what happens is, there's some of the call-ups. Now, this is when you had, we didn't have them anymore. That got put into an end to. But there's a extended rosters, 40-man. And there's a lot of them in the clubhouse playing Fortnite. So after losing 9 in a row, Carlos Santana wants to bring a message. So what happens? He takes his bat and smashes the TV. And he's going, listen guys, there's no more Fortnite the next couple of days of the season. They didn't say names. Carlos Santana didn't say names. And he just says, we come and lost too many games, and I feel like we weren't worried about it. Weren't respecting their teammates or coaches or the staff or the front office. It's not my personality, but I'm angry because I want to make it good. And let me tell you something. I'm not sure if it burned his bridge or whatever the case may be, but I will say this. The fact that Gabe Kepler, his first year as a manager, couldn't keep that clubhouse together. I understand that over in Tampa Bay, you got the Rays where Kevin Cash goes, oh, I don't even go in that clubhouse. It's their clubhouse. They'll come to my office if they need anything, or I'll talk to them, the dugout, pull them aside, but I don't even go in the clubhouse. There was a trust factor there, and these guys are professional, and there's leaders in there that are teaching them how to be professional. These are a bunch of no-names and a bunch of guys that haven't proved anything yet going, okay, let's have some fun. And Carlos Santana is going, listen, guys, I came here to win, and I came here to be a leader. And that is why a lot of people respect him. and on this young Royals team. Now, that is a division rival. The Indians I got going at most, they're going third place this year. And who's going to be right there next to them? The Royals. Now, I think they got a lot of young pieces. I still think that they're trying to figure everything out. But I got the Tigers on the bottom of that division. Third and fourth are between the Indians and the Royals. And the top two are between the White Sox and the Twins, depending on who gets hot and who stays healthy. That's a real quick one there, and I just really like it because Carlos Santana, you know, from him being a third baseman, converting the catcher, giving the catcher role to somebody else, and him mentoring that guy. I think there's been one, two, or maybe even three of them that have been there. I forget the names, but it just shows you what kind of guy he is. And anytime that there's a situation surrounding him, I can't help but smile. But that's one that sticks out in my mind because a lot of younger people like myself could relate to that sort of thing. Because it's impossible for forgetting that somebody smashed a TV in the clubhouse in the middle of a game of Fortnite. That doesn't happen every day. But, hey, there should be more interesting stories like this. I'll see if I could come up with some fun ones and see if we could have a laugh. This is AJ Torres from Colin Stress, courtesy of the Worst Take Network, and enjoy your day. Happy holidays. Cheers. See ya.